For the past 12 months, farmers in much of Queensland and New South Wales have been struggling with drought, but it seems they're not the only ones. Across the Pacific, Californian irrigators are suffering through the worst drought in decades. While Australia debates appropriate levels of government assistance for drought-affected farmers here, the chief economist at the US Department of Agriculture, Joe Glauber, says there'll be little direct assistance for farmers in his country. Dr. Glauber has been in Australia speaking at the annual ABARES Commodity Outlook Conference, where he caught up with our reporter, Anna Vito.
The drought is the worst drought in California probably since the 1970s or so. California obviously is a lot like Australia in the sense that it's a limited period of a rainy season, and essentially what water is there is stored in reservoirs, and all the reservoirs are at pretty low levels. So the big issues now are water allocation issues in terms of how much do producers get, and then what decisions they'll make, whether or not they'll use the water for say tree crops or rice production or other things, or will they sell their water rights, which they're under some jurisdictions are able to do. And I think generally we don't know much yet. I mean, there's still a few weeks left in the rainy season, although I think most of the projections are you would really need a lot of rainfall to make up the shortage that we now see, and so no one's really anticipating that. But I think generally, I think we're probably see a lot less rice grown in California this year. Some of that will be made up elsewhere in the U.S., Arkansas and the sort of southern areas, the so-called Mississippi Delta region. We'll see more rice production there for even some of the short grain, medium grain varieties. But the real issue for me, I think, in looking at it, will be what will be the impact on fruit and vegetable and tree nut production. California, as you probably know, is the number one agricultural state in the U.S., and it accounts for about a third of vegetable production and about two-thirds of fruit and tree nut production. And, in fact, if you were to go to tree nuts, it's probably 80% of tree nut production. And I think it's clear for producers who have a little bit of water, they're going to want to maintain it on trees and other things that are more perennial in nature. But the impact, I think, unfortunately, we just don't know yet until we see what the allocations are. But it is a very serious drought, and essentially a lot of it will how it gets mitigated will largely be through these allocations. And
of course, drought is something that Australian farmers are very familiar with, and even at the moment we're grappling once again with how to assist farmers, or whether or not we should assist farmers who are struggling with drought. What is the US administration's attitude towards drought assistance for these farmers?
Well, what the US has had over an extended period of time is an insurance scheme for producers. Now, California is more unique than other areas. A lot of these insurance products were developed essentially for row crop, broad acre producers that in the Midwest, less so for specialty crop producers in California. And the insurance is predicated on available water supplies. So if there's not enough water to plant, they won't get insured. We don't allow them to insure for that. It's only if after the insurance period closes, when they sign up for insurance, if there's a decision at that point to cut off water, then they are eligible for a loss. So I think a lot of these producers, the decisions for allocations will come before the insurance kicks in. So they probably won't be covered there. The Department of Agriculture is doing, however, is they are looking at some programs on we have programs to encourage water conservation and to encourage water management, other sorts of
efficiency projects.
Efficiency projects, exactly. And we have our minister was just in the Central Valley talking to producers about freeing up some of those funds to perhaps address some of the issues that way. Now, of course, that's not immediate relief. It's not but hopefully it helps over the longer run.
Dr. Joe Glauber is the U.S. Agriculture Department Chief Economist. He was speaking there to Anna Vito. Just before we finish for today, can I remind you that later in the week, Bush Telegraph will be coming to you from Tasmania for 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday, we'll be taking a detailed look at the state of the Tasmanian economy and discussing what might need to change to make sure that that state has a more prosperous future. We'll be analysing the state of the education system in Tasmania at the moment and also seeing what agriculture and the wine industry can offer for the years ahead. Then on Thursday, that will be followed by a look at the Tasmanian Forestry Agreement and the contentious World Heritage Area extensions in particular. We'll be broadcasting from Huonville, a town that's had a rich timber past but is changing dramatically. So that's all coming up later in the week on Bush Telegraph, looking at Tasmania ahead of that state election. Stay on RN. News is next, then The World Today.